Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, you open the book with a story of a time that you and a friend took your kids to a movie theater, and once you got all situated with your friend and your kids, you put your earbuds in and you listened to a message. Would you tell us about that story?
Well, this is when our oldest son was just a little guy, and it was the summer movie series, and of course, this was every Wednesday morning, and it was a cartoon, and about the second or third time, I decided I couldn't stand any more cartoon silliness, so I pulled out a tape. This was back in the days of tapes, before CDs, that I had for a long time because someone had given it to me, and I had intentionally avoided listening to it because I was afraid of what I would hear. Because, you see, the lady's story was very similar to mine. Like me, she had lost her sight as a young woman. So as I began to listen to the tape, I heard her explaining, you know, how hard it was for her not to be able to drive a car and to see her children's faces. And, of course, I could identify with what that felt like. She explained how difficult cooking was and how much help it required for her to get shopping done and the house clean and just everything I could so completely relate to. And she even talked about how she longed for healing. And I knew what that felt like, too. And then she described how one evening she and her husband were on their knees by their bed, and they were asking God for healing. And at the end of this time of prayer, she opened her eyes, and she could see a full-blown miracle. And I remember at that point, I could no longer identify with her story, because I, too, have prayed for healing. And I've opened my eyes after I've said amen, and things have still been black for me. And so my eyes just welled up with tears, and I had a lot of mixed emotions, but I was not jealous. I was actually very happy for her because I really did get it. I understood the burden that the Lord had removed from her, and I really was celebrating that with her. But at the same time, I felt the sting of what God had not done for me. I was looking straight into the face of blindness and straight into the face of healing, and I got to see God in both, because the same God that loved Marilyn enough to heal her is the same God who loved me enough to allow me to be blind. And that's quite a wrestling match you have to do with God. But when you do wrestle, kind of like Jacob wrestled with God, you come to this place of realizing that he doesn't wrestle with you. You don't have to deal with that hard stuff so that he can prove, you know, he is stronger, or he is the winner. Or God allows you to wrestle with him, I believe, because it gives you an opportunity to cling to him.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.